Oh, you are just so precious. Just so utterly precious. Perhaps even adorable. And that's not a word that I ever use. But oh, in the current circumstances, I think that's the perfect word. You are adorable. Adorably wrong. So wrong. Painfully wrong. Does it hurt? Does it sting? Does it ache to be so, so wrong? Oh, hark at you. Just hark at you. Are you listening to yourself, mortal? Are you hearing the words you're saying? The words that are coming out of your mouth as you talk to yourself? Of course, you're not talking to yourself. You're talking to me, but no one knows I'm in here. No one but you. And let's be honest. You only recently became aware of my presence. You are oblivious, quite delightfully oblivious. But now that you know that I'm here, now that you can feel me, feel the edge of my fangs, feel the sharpness of my claws, now you think that you get a say. You think that you can get rid of me. That you can evict me. Exorcise me. I'm sorry, it's adorable. It's precious. Mortal, I've been here for a very long time. And I didn't creep in. I didn't claw my way into your psyche. Oh no. I was invited. Your darkness called to me. And I am a shadow demon, and I like the dark. And oh, there's a lot of dark in you. Oh, the denial, so predictable. So very predictable. You are so deeply in denial. It made it easy to just lie here and soak up all of your shade. All of those dark thoughts. Those cruel words. Those naughty instincts. Oh, you hide so much from yourself. It's impressive. Very, very impressive. You expend so much effort without realizing. And that made it quite the comfy home for me. Oh, I have reveled in your darkness. Played with it. Petted it. Stroked it and praised it. Encouraged it. Oh, I encouraged you. Did you never wonder why you began to fall? Why you began to succumb to your dark impulses? It was me. Because I am a good guest. You are a good host. So it was the least I could do. Oh, don't be like that. Don't pout. Actually, do. I like it when you pout. I want to take one dark talon and trace that pout. I want to kiss you, to light that dark flame. But you had no idea that I was even here. Here was I, spending so much time just being a good guest. Here was I, feasting on your darkness, embracing it, reveling in all things dark and shadowy. Your rage, your pride, your fear, your doubt. You are a feast, and I have feasted on you. Feasted in the dark, hidden away, denied. Only you can't do that now. You can't lie to yourself anymore, because you know I'm here. You know that you wanted me here. You wanted a witness to your darkness, a companion in the shadows. You wanted someone to know the real you, the you that isn't polite, doesn't hide, the you that is dark, inky black, and so utterly delicious. But now you want me to go. You want to evict me. You want to deny everything we've shared. And all because, for one moment, for one glorious, glorious moment, you were honest. You embraced your dark soul. You embraced me. For one delicious moment, you were who you really are. But now you're scared. You're terrified. You are running. Only you can't run from yourself, can you? Not now you've tasted your true nature. So you want rid of me. Sweet. So precious, so utterly adorable, but so not going to happen. I'm not going anywhere. Why would I ever leave when you're so close to breaking? When you're so close to falling to the dark completely? How could I ever leave you when soon you will walk in shadow? How could I ever leave such a feast? You've had a taste now. Soon you'll want more. Soon you'll want everything. Oh, my darling mortal, I will give you everything. I will give you all of the dark. All of the shadow, and all it will cost, all it will require is all of you. So no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here with you. And soon, oh, you'll be so dark. You will be wrapped in shadow, and I will feast like I have never feasted before. Did you really think I would leave? Oh, darling, what are you without your shadow? What are you with Val.